All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, got to give a shout out to the sponsors, Sovereign Extracts. You can check them out for some great CBD oil, as well as a variety of cartridges, THC, CBD, some hybrid options as well. So check those guys out, but also make sure you're checking out USG Canada. They're putting out great apparel for boxers, MMA fighters, and fans alike. We got a big fight going at Bellator 250. Brandon Gertz getting in there for a featherweight tilt that goes on October the 29th. It'll be broadcast on CBS Sports Network, and Brandon Gertz will be taking on Henry Corrales. And I've got Henry on the show. How's your day going so far there, man? You getting in some good training ahead of this one?
What's up, Dylan? Thanks for having me. Yeah, I just got back from training.
Yeah, and I'm
kind of... It was my last sparring day today, so it's pretty fun.
Nice. Who were you sparring with today? Like, who were you getting in that last bit of work there?
We got a couple southpaws. We got Luke Colhan Sanders. He fights in the UFC. And a couple other guys.
Yeah, you're working with some of the usual suspects like Eddie Cha and Santino DeFranco and stuff like that?
Yeah, and then my buddy Bryce Logan, he just got signed with Bellator. He was in there mixing it up too. He's fighting Georgie Karkanian the week after me, so there's a lot of good training going on right now.
That's interesting. So is he kind of picking your brain a little bit, being that you've fought Karkanian in the past, or not so much?
Yeah, he did. He came at me with it, and it's like, oh, well, here's the video. You know, it's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah, and you cornered him for that scrap where he became the LFA lightweight champion there, so it seems like you have a close connection with him, and that kind of seems like a microcosm for the tight-knit dynamics over there at Fight Ready.
He's such a good dude. That was a really nice night to get in there and see him get that belt and go five rounds with the super tough dude Jacob Rosales. So yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm kind of wondering what your thoughts are heading into this one, just with this being the, you know, first fight of the, you know, quote unquote pandemic era and everything like that. Like, are you thinking it'll feel maybe a little bit weird? Like, are you kind of excited at the fact that it's sort of a different experience, or just by virtue of cornering these different guys, you're kind of used to the whole process in a way?
Yeah, I'm pretty used to the whole process, and it might get a little bit weird, but once the bell rings, it's fucking, this guy's gonna be coming at me, so I'm not too worried about it won't be any different once we'll be scrapping, you know.
Yeah, and I can't imagine the lack of like fans live will affect your performance that much. Like, I could see you being one of those fighters who's just gonna get out there and do the damn thing regardless of if there's 10 people or 10,000 people, you know.
Yeah, it's all good.
And that's kind of reflected in the new signing there, just with the new four-fight deal with Bellator. I mean, that has to feel good. Just like shows that the promotion is behind you and just recognizes what they have there.
Yeah, that was really nice. That was really cool. You know, I show up, you know, whoever, whenever, anytime, anywhere, and you know, it's cool. And I work really hard, so it was really nice to you know, kind of be rewarded a little bit. So yeah, it's nice continuing the journey, and here we are.
Yeah, and I had just seen a headline via Cageside Press just before we started this call, actually, saying this fight is positioned as the co-main event. So that must feel pretty good, too, like being in a highly featured, prominent bout on the card as well.
Oh, wow, yeah, I didn't even know that. Nice.
There we go, breaking a little news here. But I was noticing in the last fight, it seemed like a bit of a grievance you'd had was that Juan Archuleta was, you know, running the whole time, wasn't engaging, maybe, as much as you would have liked throughout the fight. But I mean, it seems like Brandon Gertz is one of those guys that engages pretty much every time he steps out there. Is this a guy that's been on your radar for a bit? And like, obviously you're willing to fight everybody, but does this seem like a compelling stylistic matchup where you're like, when I eventually get in there with this guy, it's going to be a barn burner?
Yeah, he wasn't on my radar, but I like his style. And I like that he fights, especially like everything you just mentioned about my last opponent running the whole time. So it's going to be good to get in there and fight somebody. So that's exactly what I want.
Yeah, this seems like one of those fights that like fans would talk about on the forums kind of thing, like barn burner, fight of the night kind of a deal. So I imagine a lot of people are really excited about this one here, just like the barn burners you guys have been in.
Hell yeah, I can't wait, dude.
And you mentioned some of the work earlier you were getting in. I mean, are you still doing the Neuroforce 1 work? Because that seemed like did a great job of optimizing what you were doing on a number of levels, which is with like the sleep and nutrition and everything like that. So doing some Neuroforce 1 work for this camp as well?
I'm not with Neuroforce. Those are my homies, but I'm not with Neuroforce this camp. I ended up going with Warrior Sports Wellness with Dr. Austin Schoen. So same type of stuff, you know, getting some good quality work. So, yeah.
Yeah, similar kind of stuff, like recuperative measures, like just optimizing your biochemistry, all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, these guys don't cut no corners. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, past conversations we've had, it seems like win, lose, or draw, the idea is to generally get out there and celebrate a little bit somehow, but with the backdrop of the pandemic, obviously not as many options there. What's the plans for the celebration? Maybe just go back to the hotel and kill some beers kind of thing, or what are you thinking about in that regard?
Just food, probably. Get a nice, unhealthy meal in. Been a while since I've had one of those. And just hang out with the boys and enjoy the night.
Yeah, for sure. You got any cheat meal idea in particular, or kind of just like whatever happens to jump out when you're making the order type deal?
I fought at the Mohegan Sun before, and I like Bobby Flay's hamburger restaurant, dude. It's fire. They got like milkshakes and just like quality burgers, so I'm gonna tear one of those up for sure after the fight.
Oh, well, that sounds delicious, man. I mean, you're getting me hungry just thinking about that, to be honest. But yeah, you got someone cat sitting Peppers for when you're gone, or like what's gonna be going on with that kitty to the house by himself?
My lady would be she's staying back since there's no crowd, so she'll be here looking over Peps, and I got a couple roommates too, so he's looked after.
Oh, nice. Who are the roomies? Like, are they with Fight Ready or just kind of like just two?
Dan Moret, he fought in the UFC. And then Dan the Hitman. And then Luis Saldana, he's fighting for Contenders November 4th, Contender Series.
Oh, that's tight. I didn't know Peppers had like a couple extra friends hanging out in the house, so that's good.
Yeah, he got all the homies here.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. You got a few people cheering you on for this one. But I want to be mindful of the time and everything like that. I always appreciate getting to talk to you. So is there anything you'd maybe like to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Henry?
No, man. Just thanks for having me. And whoever's listening, tune in. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Bellator 250 going October the 29th. CBS Sports Network is where people can check that out. A can't-miss featherweight tilt between Brandon Gertz and Henry Corrales. Really appreciate all the time there, Henry. Best of luck with the remaining part of the preparations here. And, yeah, you have a good rest of your night. Looking forward to the fight here.
All right, Dylan. I'll talk to you later, man.